Our reading today is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 2, 4 to 14, and 17 to 18. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase, and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today. May God bless to us the reading of his word, and may his name be forever praised. Amen.
Greetings to everybody. We want to thank the Lord so much for this opportunity that he has given us to worship together and to share his word. We have just read from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, which reminds me of the way how I was raised up in Zimbabwe. I just want to give you an example of what happened when I grew up. My elder brother, known as Patrick, was raised by my mom. My mom struggled and he tried the level best to do the best for her child. So, you know, according to our culture, when children are raised at home, they went to the town to work in town. After working, they are expected to plow back and look after their parents, sending money, buying clothes, buying food for them and everything, especially during Christmas days. But Patrick went to town first year, second year, and third year, he didn't come back home. My mother decided to write a letter to him because of the pain that she had. She wrote a letter with few words. She simply said, "Patrick, Patrick, remember where you come from." When the letter arrived to Patrick, Patrick simply read the letter and he was in his tears and he decided to go back home. Why was he going back? He remembered how her mother raised him. He remembered how he grew up. The book of Deuteronomy that we've just read is a book which is accredited to Moses. And this chapter that we have read is reminding the Israelites about the journey which they traveled for 40 years in the wilderness. God allowed the children of Israel to go through the wilderness where there was no water, where there was no food, the sand was dry. There were snakes and scorpions there. And God had to let them go through this process for them to learn something. He wanted to show them that they were unable to provide for themselves. They were unable to provide even for basic level food. They had to rely to God's supply. They had to rely to go on God's supply on a mysterious manner and acquires water from the stone like that. What God did to the Israelites in the wilderness can be summarized in 3 points. Point number 1, God's guidance. Number 2, God's provision. Number 3, God's protection. On God's provision, no any aspect of human existence can be separated from God's provision. God here was reminding the Israelites that when they get into the promised land, where there will be everything, they must not forget what God did to them. You know, there are many themes in the book of Deuteronomy. Some of the themes include election, faithfulness, obedience, and God's promise of blessing, all expressed through covenant. So why I was repeating that the Israelites were supposed to remember, this will lead us to a theme which I am going to use, which I have entitled, "We are what we are today because of what God has done for us." We are what we are because of what God has done for us. Obedience, which was demanded by God, is not primarily a duty imposed by one party on another, but is an expression of the covenantal relationship which was there between God and Israel. Therefore, the Israelites were supposed to obey God because He did everything for them and because of the covenant which they had with God. Likewise, my dearest friends in Christ, God did everything for us. We have a covenant with God through Jesus Christ. We are what we are today because of Christ. We have got what we have today because of Christ. We are doing what we are doing today because of God's guidance. Therefore, we must obey the Lord and appreciate what God has done to us. You know, these days, as we are in the days of stewardship, one way of showing obedience to God, one way of showing appreciation to God, is through giving to God's work is through giving to God. Our God Himself is a giver. He gave Christ to die for our sins. God did not call us to Him to benefit. God wants us to benefit rather than Him benefiting from us. You know, one may argue that I have worked enough to gain what I have. I have studied hard for me to obtain the PhD that I have. I have studied hard to obtain all the qualifications that I have. But the good thing is that God is the one who created those conditions for us to make that money. God is the one who created that good conditions for you and I to be in a position to be where we are today. When giving, we are just returning to God a part of what He has given you. When we forget that, we owe even the ability to produce wealth to God. We start to think that my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth, as it is mentioned in verse 17 and verse 18. You know, as I am concluding, God does not ask you to give what He didn't give you. And you give what you have. No one is exempted from giving. I want to conclude this with a story. You know, in Zimbabwe, when we people are giving, people don't give privately. They will come at the front, pledging. So one of the days the pastor came, or the minister, told the people that next week we are going to give. Everyone is going to bring everything. Everyone must bring whatever he or she has. So, you know, people, the farmers brought their maize. Everyone who was in dressmaking brought their dresses. Those who has got some shops brought some food for the food to be auctioned. Surprisingly, the people saw someone coming with a coffin, and he brought the coffin, and some people were staring to him. John brought a coffin. So people were asking themselves, what is this coffin here to do in the church? Because it was something new. Later on, it was discovered that John was a carpenter who was making coffins for people. So he brought what he had to the church. So one of the elders, as he was auctioning the coffin, he said, I am buying this coffin at £5,000 and I am buying it for the minister. And the minister said, no, I can't. I will pledge £10,000 and I will buy it to Elder Z. And Elder Z said, no, you can't give me that one. And Elder Z pumped up to 20,000. And he said, I am going to give my young brother Jill. And Jill said, no, I can't. Jill pumped 100,000. And he said, I am buying this coffin back to John. So John didn't have money. John brought what he had to the church. No one is excused from giving. You must give what you have. Like John brought the coffin. Bring what you have to the house of God. Bring what you have. Give what you have to the house of God. For the glory of God, not for our glory. May the Lord richly bless us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.